The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of KKCR, its management, board, volunteers, or underwriters.
And you are listening to Kauai Community Radio, KKCR, Hanalei, KAQA, Kilauea, at these wonderful signal sounds at 90.9 FM Hanalei, 91.9 FM up here in the beautiful North Shore area of the island, 92.7 in Anahola, Moloa'a, and 104.7 FM on Oahu. The Gathering Place, 95.1 cable dial. You'll find us, DJ Shoots. Thanks for holding it down for an extra bonus hour of the DJ Shoots and Els Bells. Good fun. Thanks so much. 1 week, we'll see you back in the action.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. In the new confines, I have not been here in a while since you, Thomas, and some others, Dean being one of them, the heroes of the new look, the new sound. And it's always...
Not done for so long.
It's an evolutionary thing. DJ Shoots out the door. Mahalo's for that. Drive safe. There is a lot of traffic out there, and some of the roads might be wet, windy, and a little bit wild, depending on where you're at. I've got a couple of things on the top of the hour that I should be doing, the last hour of this out-of-the-box special. I apologize for running later than usual. I am late often, sometimes I don't even bother to show up like the last time I was supposed to be here. Thanks, Felicia, for holding it down for me while I was visiting family on the mainland. And mahalos to our guests, Benjamin Katz from KCC, Megan Fox from Malama, Kauai, Brother Josh from, Josh Morey. I'd like to know more. We're definitely moving forward with the issues of agriculture and how do we grow our future farmers. That conversation will be going on for a while. Today we're going to have some KIUC discussion candidate for the board of directors. She's a sitting board member. Carol Bain is her name. I think this is her second time seeking re-election, but she'll fill us in. And I want to, before we go there, just play a little bit from our underwriters and saying mahalos to Kaleo Chiropractic and Ching Young Village for helping us continue to do what we do here on the station that loves you, Kauai Community Radio.
Kalaheo Wellness Center, natural pain relief services, providing gentle chiropractic acupuncture, therapeutic massage, nutritional wellness, postural training, cold laser therapy, and spinal decompression. Open Monday through Friday, now a second location in Kapa'a, 822-0711, or Southside Center at 332-5580, or online at kalaheochiropractic.com.
Ching Young Shopping Village proudly supports Kauai's community radio by underwriting this program. Ching Young, the heart of Hanalei. Mahalo, Jeff Culverhouse, for your support.
Wow, I think I made a mistake there. So I want to let folks know that this out-of-the-box program is made possible by the good folks at Hawaii Life and Tahiti Nui.
Neil Norman and the Hawaii Life Brokerage Ohana proudly supports GMO-free Kauai, agricultural biodiversity, and sustainable farming practices, such as community gardens, food forests, seed saving, and beekeeping. Malama Aina.
Announcing the return of the Tahiti Nui's Hanalei Luau, featuring 50 years of songs and dances as a tribute to their mama, Auntie Louise. Tahiti Nui, providing live Hawaiian music on Kauai since 1963. This family-style luau is every Wednesday, 5 to 7:30. More information at 826-6277 or online at thenui.com.
Kevin Bako, MD of Hawaii Compassionate Care, offers medical marijuana certification exams at his office in Kapa'a. Information and appointments available at 808-854-6335 or online at hawaiicompassionatecare.com.
And that's when I come in and say, mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. And can't overstate that. Without your support, we're just not here on the, if you will, on the air for you. And DJ Shoots, again, thanks for holding it down. Els Bells, the first hour of that. I am going to get something a little funky here for you because I got to got to get a phone call happening here. Miss Carol Bain is waiting for me patiently. Thanks, Carol, for holding it down. The computer is up. A little bit later on, we'll have Joshua Fukino in here. Get funky with us. Beat Don't Fail Me Now. Pod that one down. I think I have it under control. It's always an illusion. Thank you, Dove, for the technical advice. Carol Bain, are you able to hear me?
Aloha, Jimmy.
Aloha, Carol.
All KKCR listeners.
Well, thank you for joining us, and thank you for your, if you will, service to our community as a board of director for Kauai Island Utility Cooperative. Tell us a little bit about your, if you will, work, your service record with KIUC.
I was first elected in 2007 and have been serving ever since. It's good to work with a board where we all agree that renewable energy is the direction we all want to go in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been rewarding. There's a major reason I want to run is to this pumped storage hydro project is something I'm really hoping will
is that the next best
happen.
Thing?
Yeah. So, but I enjoy the governance aspects. We review and draft board policies. We also have oversight to hiring and firing, if necessary, the CEO.
Mm-hmm.
And we're
any reasons to do that?
To hire one or to we make sure that we review the operations goals. We set goals,
mm-hmm.
and if they aren't met, we find out why. But
we haven't had a new director or a CEO in a while, yeah?
It was about, 4 or 5 years ago, maybe 5 years ago now that we, Randy, he was our CEO for a while,
mm-hmm.
for several years, and before him was a man named Dutch Achenbach. And
were you on the board back in those days?
When I was, in 2007, I think Dutch had just gotten off.
Just stepped down.
And Randy, he had just been hired.
A little bit of a turbulence in his wake, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I don't think that Dutch Achenbach had been from Alaska. And I think Kauai was just a whole different culture so I wasn't around to find out exactly what happened there, but
mm-hmm.
Randy, he was, knew Kauai, knew the islands very well.
Right.
And he had a really good experience.
Working relationship with the establishment, if you will.
And certainly did a good job. I think it was primarily health reasons.
Stepped down, right.
That happened. But our current CEO, David Bissell, really understands how important the board feels about renewable energy. He stepped right up and has been...
Right, an in-house selection. He was the financial officer.
He was our
officer,
CFO,
right?
Yes, chief financial officer. And then now Carissa Jonas is our CFO. She's doing a very good job. She's taken our long-term debt and... Because of the great interest rates, she's done a great job reducing the interest on our long-term debt.
Mm-hmm. And financially, we're doing pretty well, Carol?
Yes.
Would that be safe to say?
Yes, we've increased our assets primarily because of these utility solar projects.
Right. I think, hats off or big kudos and a round of applause to the current management team that seems to have hit it right with the number of the solar projects, the larger scale ones coming on board sooner than later.
Well, and nationally, KIUC is getting attention for are, you know, very progressive and active solar energy. We're, you know, promoting also tying in with a power purchase agreement with Solar City.
Right.
And using these Tesla batteries. So, you know, we're on the cutting edge.
How big
really.
How big is that, Carol? What kind of story, if you will, does that mean for our utility, for our island, to if you will, be, again, a testing ground for new technology? But is this a potential game breaker?
A game breaker? Well, I wouldn't put it in that term. What I see is that we're going to have more solar capacity per capita, per person, or per resident than any other community.
And batteries that will be able to store for
right.
nighttime use.
For correct. So these are kind of, yeah, the new these new batteries that we are looking at, the Tesla Power Pack, they're lithium ion batteries.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll feed up to 13 megawatts of electricity into the grid. And that's going to allow us to shave conventional power, oil-fired power generation, to meet our peak demand. That's been an issue. You know, now we have sometimes more solar during, you know, the sunny part of the day, almost more solar than we have demand for.
Right.
I haven't quite crossed over that threshold, but it's getting close. So these batteries are going to allow us for that. Once the sun goes down, you know, 5:30
I can still do my wash.
We'll be able to pull those batteries up, and that'll supply all of us as electricity users.
Right.
And after the sun goes down.
Terrific. Now, Carol, because you were talking about the pumped storage, the pumped hydro,
mm-hmm.
how does that affect us in the long term?
Yes. Well, pumped storage has been around for decades and decades. It's very reliable. And again, it's going to tie in. We're going to be able to use cheap solar power, and we'll pump water uphill to a large storage pond. And this is in the west side, in the Coquay Park area.
Mm-hmm.
So at night, the water will be released, and it'll rush, you know, downhill via gravity, and that'll produce our power at night. And it won't consume any water. Your KIC will not be consuming water. And we're not going to divert any water from existing uses. It's going to be the pump from one storage pond to another, you know, to the lower storage pond up to the higher storage pond, like a cycle.
So, Carol, that's the, I guess, one of the issues that I think people are concerned about would be the use of the water for, like you said, there's no diversions going on, but there is going to be impacts. And do we know what those impacts are?
Well, certainly all energy solutions have impact. What we want to do is an environmental impact study or statement,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
we're waiting for our permits from the Department of Land and Natural Resources, and, of course, we're working with the what they call CWRM, Commission on Water Resource Management.
Mm-hmm.
I believe those are the acronyms.
You got it right.
Thanks. Once we get our permits in place, then we'll, you know, actually study the impacts. And we're not going to, KIC will not go forward without the support of the members in the community. We think the impacts will be, you know, minimal, or and we'll have community meetings and discuss the plan thoroughly. The engineering planning is pretty far ahead now. We are hoping to have the environmental impact statement done within the next. Well, if we can get our permits, and it takes about a year,
mm-hmm.
We would, if everything falls into place and the community does support it, we're aiming to be operational by 2018. But it would be like a 100-year project. It would provide power for future generations at only pennies per kilowatt hour.
Would it be utility owned? Would the co-op be the owner of this?
The co-op would own this, and would we would be our cooperative would pay for the upgrades of the storage ponds, of the reservoirs, and any other state owned infrastructure. We, you know, the roads to maintain this would, you know, would be we would maintain those roads, KIUC would. So that's a benefit for the state to have our cooperative utility in place, maintaining the both the, any state-owned infrastructure in this area. There'd be a small environmental footprint, but again, all of that, you know, would come out. We think it's the most economically attractive storage option. You know, the, these batteries are excellent, you know, batteries, but they are rather expensive. In the long run, the investment in the pumped storage, I think, you know, is the more economical way. But yeah, any investment, any capital investment is, gotta be reviewed carefully before we go forward.
Sure. And I mean, I guess just from what little I know, that, that having the asset remain in the, utilities, management, that, that, membership would probably benefit greatly from that as far as, not
well,
have
it's
to.
Better, but it's certainly better than burning oil or diesel.
Sure.
Burning
sure.
fossil fuels.
Right, right. Or, you know, even having the notion of, investing
and
in coal.
Hydro is so reliable. I mean, you know, it's going to be there at night to, you know, support our nighttime use. And I just think that as a project, it makes a lot of sense. What's also good about this election time is it's an opportunity to inform our members better. So I really want to thank you for having this radio show so mm-hmm. you and I can talk about it and our hopefully our members will be listening. And yeah, there's always concerns, you know, oh, a hydro project, what kind of impacts?
Sure.
Well, we'll discuss the impacts together. And if we can agree that it needs, this is a project worthy of support by the community, we'll go forward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and Carol, I guess, you know, in regards to your candidacy, I think you've always been an advocate for open and transparent processes in our co-ops business that you have in the past tried to take it to the board in a number of different ways as a board member or even before you were a board member. Let's speak a little bit about your service and what you would like to do or why you feel it would be a good choice to have you be reselected to the board of directors.
Well, I pay attention to our bylaws. I'm very, very familiar with them. I pay attention to our policies. I actually think that the KIC bylaws as a cooperative are very well written and allow our members to participate. I'm there. I have my email and my phone number available online. I'm available for anyone has questions, they can ask me, about the cooperative and, the projects that we're, working on. So yes, I would like to continue. I think I take my duties of care seriously. And I continue to make decisions with in the best interest of our cooperative members. Other than renewable projects, I do think that energy conservation and efficiency are important. And I'd like to improve relationships between the cooperative members and KIUC. Other co-ops in the rest of the nation, many of those were started in the 40s and 50s, so the rural area, the electrification of the rural areas. And we are very rural here on Kauai. We're isolated in many ways. We pay more for diesel and naphtha than our other states of the nation. We have to maintain our own grid and our own generation capabilities because we're an island. The other thing I'm working on is, we're working to enable joint membership. Now, joint membership wouldn't give, you know, two votes for the husband and wife, but would allow a husband and wife to be, joint members of the cooperative in the same way you may have, you know, a joint, bank account, for instance. So each husband and wife would have access to the information, and the patronage capital policies would be shared.
Well, I certainly...
And the responsibilities.
I appreciate the willingness to kind of look at the different ways for people to participate in membership decision or co-op business. So thanks, Carol, for thinking
about that. Governance is not real exciting, but it's important that someone is having oversight to the cooperative. It's a great organization, actually. I've gotten to know a lot of the of course, the staff and employees. When everyone is working towards, you know, mutual goals, mutually beneficial goals for this island, it does give you a good feeling.
And for listeners that are just joining us, we have Carol Bain on the phone joining us here on Out of the Box. I want to say thank you to Jonathan Jay for opening up the dialogue, if you will, for making an initial email out to the candidates. We have five candidates, Carol,
yes,
that are running with you.
I'd be glad to list them if you'd like.
Sure, thank you.
Yeah, the five cabinet members of, you know, candidates who are running are three incumbents: myself, Janten Brueckengate, and Cal Murashige, and then Hermina Morita is a new candidate, and Bill Patterson. That's the and we all, you know, thanks again to Kekahu Foundation too for hosting that forum last week.
So if folks weren't aware, there was a forum last week. Was it Wednesday night?
Yes, I think it was the 17th or 18th. 18th. And I think it was videotaped, maybe on Hoike, but I don't know that schedule.
And there was
but
a live simulcast.
And we were discussing all of these issues, all of our renewable, you know, energy projects, including the West Side Pumped a hydro storage project and all of the solar PV projects that that have gotten underway in the last 5 years, and how that was also promoted by Apollo Kauai and Malama Kauai as well,
right? And so,
organized that, but yeah, KKCR was putting it out on the radio live, I believe.
Yeah, and I do think that there might be a link to that forum on the KKCR website under the archives tab. Mahalo to Dean and Laura for getting that information out there quickly. And Carol, thanks for acknowledging that KKCR did broadcast that live. For listeners that are members of the co-op, the election has already started.
The ballots should have arrived in the past week. I got mine on Monday. Others have, you know, so watch for it. It's in a large white envelope. It's not advertising. It's got your electric ballot. It's got your ballot in there and this election guide.
Three ways that you could participate, if I'm not mistaken. You can go online. You'll have an online code that you just have to input.
Yep, the code will be right on the envelope, and you can use, or you can go, the last election I went on the phone, so you could use a touch tone phone, and again, you'll need that code that's in the on the envelope, or you can just do the mail-in ballot, which is most familiar.
Yeah, and to me, I just really appreciate that our co-op will try to accommodate memberships, participation in elections that way. That's a good thing.
Well, and March 12th, 2016 at noon, that's Saturday, March 12th, by noon, you have to get your vote in.
So that's the end of the election. And we'll have results that afternoon, or?
Pretty quickly, because of the electronic, you know, nature of this, certainly by... you vote by online or by phone, it's very quick, but even the printed ballots can be run through the counter pretty quickly. So probably that evening, maybe, you know, 5 or 6 p.m. So take a few hours to run the ballots through the counting machine. But I would love to see, you know, a lot of all of our members, you know, like to see 100% of our members voting, if possible. Mm-hmm. So everyone who gets a ballot
participates at that high level. What are we usually averaging?
Well, I'm afraid the last election was a little lower, around 26%, about a quarter.
Uh-huh.
But in years prior, we were closer to a third of our members. But I'd like to see that 100%
increase.
Not 33%, but I'd like to see an increase.
Well, there you go. Well, we certainly appreciate you, Carol, coming on air with us on Out of the Box. We've been talking with Carol Bain, board of director and candidate for re-election on the board of directors of the Kauai Island Utility Cooperative.
Please vote for Carol Bain.
There we go.
I had to do a little electioneering.
Yeah, a little electioneering. No call to action there, but if you are so motivated.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's quite all right, Carol, because you are the candidate. And we make the space available to our candidates. So if you're a candidate running for the board of directors and would like to get on, please feel free to contact station management at the 826-7774, and they will
forward that. Yeah, I hope all the candidates take advantage of Kekahu Foundation, KKCR, FM 91.9.
There we go. And I do believe Mina Marita was on with Jonathan Jay. I'm not sure if we'll have some more scheduled as the election kind of winds down. But, Carol, we thank you for joining us. And if people want to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to
do so? Yeah, my contact information is on the KIC website. My email is sunshine@kauai.net. So you could email me there, and the phone number that you just called, 808-246-2111, is my direct landline. And if you have questions about pumped storage or any of the renewable projects, please give me a call. Or, you know, governance, how we're doing financially, any other questions about our electric cooperative that I can answer, I will, and if I can't, I'll get the information from staff.
Well, there you go. Thank you, Carol Bain, for joining us here on Out of the Box.
Thanks for allowing me this opportunity.
Mm-hmm, no worries, and good luck with the rest of the campaign, and hope you'll be back in the pace that you want to be.
Well, thanks, Jimmy, and aloha.
Aloha. That was Carol Bain, candidate for the board of directors for our utility co-op, KIUC. I'm going to do this right here because I...
KKCR, Hanalei, KAQA, Kilauea, K224CQ, Anahola, K284AL, Haleiwa.
Neil Norman and the Hawaii Life Brokerage Ohana proudly supports GMO-free Kauai, agricultural biodiversity, and sustainable farming practices, such as community gardens, food forests, seed saving, and beekeeping. Malama aina.
Announcing the return of the Tahiti Nui's Hanalei Luau, featuring 50 years of songs and dances as a tribute to their mama, Auntie Louise. Tahiti Nui, providing live Hawaiian music on Kauai since 1963. This family-style luau is every Wednesday, 5 to 7:30. More information at 826-6277 or online at thenui.com.
Kevin Bako, MD of Hawaii Compassionate Care, offers medical marijuana certification exams at his office in Kapa'a. Information and appointments available at 808-854-6335 or online at hawaiicompassionatecare.com.
KKCR listens to you. If you'd like to make comments or provide feedback regarding our programming, or to suggest programming you'd like to hear, go to kkcr.org, click on the contact link, and take our listener survey. Or send us a letter at KKCR, P.O. Box 825, Hanalei, Hawaii 96714. Kauai Community Radio, listening to you.
Right on. Mahalo's for all of that. And thanks, Carol, for joining us here in that first half hour of the one-hour truncated version. Got a little bit of background music for you while I talk about an event that's happening tomorrow, and I'm going to try to find out if I can get some more information. But this is Halawai Kuakua, the Aloha Aina and the Independent Path is sponsoring a discussion starting at 5:30 at the Wilcox Elementary Cafeteria. So that's Friday, February 26th. That's tomorrow. Starting at 5:30 around this time to 8:30 or thereabouts. Guest speakers will be Dr. David Kianusai and Lawrence Gonshore. And so, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing Lauren's last name correctly, but Dr. David Kianusai and Lauren Gonshore will be presenting information and insights on the surprising historical record and enduring legacy of the Hawaiian Kingdom. So light pupu and refreshments will be provided. This is a free community event. I wanted to just get that out there, that this event tomorrow at 5:30 dealing with Hawaiian independence, Hawaiian sovereignty, historical perspective, contemporary analysis of what is happening and what are the issues. This is part of an outreach effort by many activists at this time to counter, if you will, the election process of the Na'i'aupuni, the Na'i'aupuni that we've talked about being the process to reestablish by the agents of the state in regards to Native Hawaiian rights, Native Hawaiian sovereignty, and organizing for reinstatement of the nation. And so that is tomorrow, 5:30 is the start at the Wilcox Elementary Cafeteria in beautiful downtown Lihue, right around that new Funkadelic circle in Lihue Town, 5:30 to 8:30, and hopefully there'll be plenty of good information shared with those who are present. I'm going to play one little bit here before I go on, switching gears in a second.
This is Ron Whiteley, KKCR, Hanalei, and KAQA, Kilauea, Kauai Community Radio.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of KKCR, its management, board, volunteers, or underwriters.
There we go. We got little bit more than 20 minutes, and like I said, just shifting gears a little bit. I'm going to talk about the upcoming change in our medical marijuana dispensary bill that was passed last year that is creating an opportunity for medicinal marijuana users to get their prescription filled in such a way that will not create hardship or any rough burdens for that. So we got just one little bit here. I get all the mics ready. We'll cue the music. There we go. Clearing our throats.
That was all professional.
There we go.
I should have started. I'll get my camera.
Yeah, you can plug it in. We are joining the booth with Brother Joshua Fukino.
Yo, what's up, everybody?
Thank you, Josh, for joining us. And you know, as we talked about it on the way up, think about this new legislation that brings medicinal marijuana into the community, and not, if you will, treating it as a something that should be shunned or discouraged.
Yeah. I mean, is there really much information out there, you know? Where do we plug in?
Say that again?
Where do you plug in?
Oh.
You got something?
No.
Close by? No? Is the
way over here?
Close? No? You know, that might happen off battery.
Here we go.
Just recording this for broadcast on Facebook later on.
Here we go. Joshua, you're a Facebook user?
Yes, I am. And you can find us on Koi Kind, Koi Kind Media, and at Facebook at Koi Kind, Instagram at Koi Kind 420. And, yeah, we do that Snapchat too. You can look me up, Bro Josh 420.
Bro Josh 420.
Bro Josh.
There we go. I got to get that beeswax out of my ears.
Yeah.
And Josh, what do you see with this? You know, you're a young man that's working your way up and realizing there's opportunity with this. Decision by our government to say, yeah, we should have facilities where people can purchase medicinal marijuana for the treatment of whatever ails them.
There is definitely a big industry coming. I don't know if the listeners have been paying attention to what's been going on in California, Oregon, Colorado, Washington. Even our... in our capital, Washington, D.C., has legalized marijuana medically and recreationally. So this is a big industry, and I think Hawaii is potentially a big area, a big place to develop into having this economy here.
Well, let's talk about that opportunity for...
What, do I just bring this closer? Or how do,
right there, talking to the sock.
Talking to the sock. I'll on again.
And let's hear your AM voice and then your FM voice.
All right.
Yeah. There we go. So the growing economy.
The green rush.
Yes. So you mentioned that the other day, and... I guess that was one of the things to think about was, you know, here is one of Google's top dogs saying, I'm getting out of IT and I'm getting into growing medicinal marijuana.
Yeah, so they recently published the names of these dispensary applicants. And there's a lot of big celebrity names on there. There's a lot of big, like you said, dot-comers, politicians. And big money,
because it, like you said, it is. And we had a number of weeks back, Judd McDaniels.
Judd McRoberts.
McRoberts, thank you. That you know, his, if you will, group was looking to, you know, do outreach and do some community building about this resource, and coming at it from. Not purely profit-driven, but more on the health and wellness aspect.
Yeah, I think that is critically lacking right now, is the education and awareness of what is even really going on, and really, what is medical marijuana? There's a lot of questions that no doubt the community has to... I mean, I wonder how much people even realize that we have this medical marijuana system, and you can apply for this online right now. And you know, anybody can do that, and I don't know if people even know that, you know.
And that's one of the things that you're working on is that outreach and advocacy.
That's one of the things that I'm trying to do with my, and it's not just me, it's a group of us, but we're all young, you know. We're kind of progressive, and you know,
I wouldn't say kind of progressive.
Well, I would say pretty progressive. If you're going to, you know, want to go into this with your eyes open and see what opportunity.
Eyes are fully open. And, you know, I got a lot of criticism and feedback about, you know, getting arrested and whatnot and, you know, the whole legalities. But I'm saying to people that this system is set up where I have a framework to operate in. If I follow the legal structure that is set up for me as a patient, I can kind of, you know, operate this within that confines or within those rules and, you know, laws. And within that, I feel like I can share my education, my knowledge, and, you know, just what I've learned, because I didn't start out, you know, knowing how to grow really well or even knowing where to go to get the, you know, so because of my experience, I can now help some other people out with that, you know, and I'm trying to do that with through social media.
Right.
I'm trying to use a lot of YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, just trying to
get the word out.
Get the word out. And
create a buzz.
Yeah, after this, you know, after this show, my intention is to put a lot more stuff out through Facebook and try and communicate with those people that are interested in this topic, this issue. Our island is facing a lot of issues, many, many issues.
Yes, this is true.
You know, our state is facing lots of issues, many, many issues. So this is just another issue and possible advocacy or possible a resource for those in the community who would like further, you know, further support and further help.
Right. And this is, you know, the, I guess the, you know, the time for us to start making some changes in not just only the kind of belief system, but the manifestation in the physical world. Well, this is what we have to be doing, whether it's growing more of our own food or learning how to better take care of each other.
Yeah.
In this whole kind of, you know, situation that, you know, if we don't watch out, if we don't take care, you know.
Well, you know, that kind of, I can kind of bring up something that we were talking about the other day. And why I kind of, you know, this is just, this is not the main reason why I'm doing this, but this kind of adds to a passion, I guess. But, you know, our island, like I said earlier, island has many, many issues that we're, you know, dealing with. And, you know, on both sides of these issues, on the versus side, with maybe the GMO thing or the, you know, the dairy down, you know, south, or what are some of these, or the burial stuff, or, you know, what it may be, you know, on both sides of that versus symbol, I see a lot of the activists smoking the herb, you know, using the ganja and healing their bodies, minds, and motivating their passions with the cannabis. And that's on both sides of the versus symbol. And to me, it's like, hey, maybe this is something that we could all kind of get on board with, and maybe this would be something to help with some of the change, or just help to heal, you know, what's been happening recently.
Yeah.
Because no doubt the community has been feeling it, you know, has been feeling it, you know. And this might be a chance to get a little healing, a little herbal healing.
And again, right, the emphasis has been on, you know, this is destructive drug. This is the gateway drug. This is the drug that's the devil's weed. Yet, you know, you have trips like Batu in the house. You get, you know, so many people strung out on pills and manufactured drugs.
Well, so this is the challenge right there. And I, you know, I know public radio, we kind of do a call to action or whatever. But
you can't be selling stuff. You can't be selling stuff. But if you want to advocate a position, this is free speech radio, well, baby. Okay, okay. Mahalo's for your love and support.
Here we go. So this is the challenge to all you listeners right now. If you are interested in helping out this cause, help moving the needle, help to move that needle, we need your stories. We need your testimonials. Let's get you up on my Facebook page and let's tell your story to the world. And let's tell the world how this beautiful plant is healing you and how you are getting the quality of life that you deserve, that we all deserve. And please, anybody listening, let's do this. Please accept the challenge.
Yeah, the phone lines are open, 826-7771. Open it up for further discussion. But no, Josh, I mean, you and I have talked about a number of things related to this, and only in the last little bit has this kind of come together. It's like, well, you know, worthy of broader discussion, and I appreciate your efforts to try to rally and organize, folks, people, you know, people that have concerns and people that have, if you will, a vision to share what you want to do with it.
Yeah. You know, well, I think, you know, this is kind of probably like preaching to the choir right now, but I think that, you know, the listeners probably already know that the media we have today, they're not going to give us the information we need. They're not going to provide us, what we want to hear or what we need to hear. And
there we go. I got a caller on the air. Caller, you're on the air. Can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Here we go.
You sure can. I did.
Coming through loud and clear.
Good. I'm being a very bad person and calling on my cell phone while I'm driving, so I will admit to that. Sorry.
Lawbreaker.
We'll edit that all out.
No judgment here.
Who are you talking to? I haven't heard. I've been driving from Boipu to Lahui, and I haven't heard who you are talking to. Keep up the great discussion. I will be listening offline.
My name is Brother Josh, by the way. Brother Josh.
There we go. So introductions are in order. Right. Yeah, quit breaking the law. We'll take the phone call off the air. 826-7771. That'll get you here. Mahalo's for the calls. I was joking around. I think I recognized that voice, but... Be safe out there. That's all I want to say for drivers, listeners. And, yes, you are listening to Kauai Community Radio, the station that loves you. We've got Brother Joshua in the house.
And honestly, like, I didn't come on the radio to hear myself talk. Anybody listening? Anybody want to call
You just
me?
Came on the radio to look good, cousin. That's what...
No, I came to see you, Jimmy, because you got that great beard that we all love, you know? I wish I could grow in that thing.
That's it. And we're just cranking a little Cypress Hill to... keep it real.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, we snap you chatting live from the studio. Brother Josh on it with Jim Jerichinio.
Let's wait for a phone call. 826-7771.
Call us.
Sun. Yeah, everybody got a little light under the sun. I got a caller right now, Joshua. Brother, you there on the phone? Did I get you? Hello. Oh, man, I thought I had a caller. You're not on, Josh. You there?
Hello? Okay.
Caller, how about now? Work before? Damn, hold on. We'll go back. We'll go back to the music out of our conscriptions.
Trying to figure out how to do a Facebook Live.
Oh. Uh-oh. We got some phone issues. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. What happened now? It's getting a little bit funky in here. Oh, no. Yep, I lost a caller there. I think that was two in a row. One more time. We'll try it again. Josh, it's all you.
Are we back here? Hello, hello. So are we live right now?
Hey,
we got you.
Hey,
are you back there?
Hey. How's it?
Good.
Hey,
brother E on the mic. Yes,
Easy,
you are.
Is this Easy E on the mic?
Easy E.
Hey,
how you be growing?
Okay. Oh.
How you be growing, brother?
Oh, bro, I'm growing good. We're having this conversation on air today. It's really important to, really recognize the medicinal benefits of our cannabis consumption and stuff like that.
Marlo, yes.
As someone who's had a lot of physical problems in my own life, I really just want to encourage people to come out and stand up for what is right, and recognize that we all need equal and fair access to the medicines that provide to us. And I'd like to let people know there's a big difference between drugs and medicine, and drugs are ones that don't make seeds. Medicine makes seeds, yeah, and this is medicine, yeah. Let's not look at cannabis as one drug. This is medicine, yeah. Drugs are the stuff that pharmacists put down our throats that are pills. This is one medicine from the earth. And as someone who's had some really severe physical issues going on with his hip and his shoulder, it's been a blessing for me to have access to medical marijuana for the last decade now. I want to encourage other people out there to freely take the right to access cannabis, because it is really the healing of the nation, and it's not something that needs to be consumed via smoke. It can be consumed in many different ways. It can be consumed with oil rubs. Even my father, who was for a very long time anti-cannabis consumption, is now a medical user. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't eat it. Typically, all he does is topical rubs, and, just ails his pains, So I just want to encourage everyone to go fight.
Mahalo for your story, brother.
Yeah.
Thank you for encouraging other people to step out with their stories, too, and thank you for being for calling.
Well, don't be ashamed, I work for an institution over here through the state, and I'm not afraid to say, hey, I'm a medical marijuana user, and no one else should be afraid to either. We need to stand strong, and the more people come out and say that this is something that I need, the more that we can accept this as a community, and the more we can actually foster better, healthier employees.
There we go. Well said, my brother.
Thank you.
We are at the top of the hour almost, so going to wrap her up real quickly. Brother E, enjoy your travels, safe journeys, and safe home. Have fun. Don't forget to write. Send us a postcard.
Okay.
Yeah,
aloha, okay.
Aloha. So I got one caller waiting, and I'm so sorry, but we will not be able to get your call on the air. We will go to the council wave action. Brother Dove is cruising up. The evolution is seconds away. John Gordon, thank you so much for the council reports.
Brother Aloha. Dove, thank I'm you. I'm John Gordon for KKCR
Brother Josh.
News. Here's a county council report for the week of February 22nd. Yeah. There will be a regular council meeting at 8:30 a.m. on Wednesday, February 24th. The meeting
it's
will
madness.
Be in the council chambers in Lihue. Yeah. Here are highlights from the agenda. The council will conduct 7 interviews with candidates for the various commissions and boards. The director of finance transmits for council information various financial reports for the county. The mayor transmits for council consideration. consideration a proposed supplemental money bill to fund a new deputy county attorney position to provide legal support for the Kauai Police Department. That's Deputy County Attorney, Kauai Police Department, legal support, $30,933. This is proposed draft bill number 2618 and is under bills for the first reading. The prosecuting attorney requests council approval to spend $210,716 in federal funds for the Kauai Victim of Crime Act expansion project for the period of July 1, 2016 through June 30, 2017. Under committee reports, the Housing and Transportation Committee received for the record a request from the planning director for agenda time to provide a progress report on the ongoing North Shore, South Shore, and East Side Transit Feasibility Study, which examines the viability of expanded local and regional transit service to better serve residents and visitors. The Budget and Finance Committee has two bills on their agenda. The first is Bill Number 2615, adding a new section relating to an assessment cap, and this was approved. The second is Bill 2606, adding a new section relating to a homestead tax cap for home exemption and long-term affordable rental properties, and this was received for the record and is under bills for the second reading. The Committee of the Whole approved as amended Bill 2614, and this is relating to the registration of lobbyists. There are five resolutions on the agenda, and they relate to the confirmation of the mayor appointments. To view meetings or meeting archives, please visit www.kauai.gov/webcast meetings. Until next week, I'm John Gordon for KKCR News. Aloha.